Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
Hey, Rose. Nope, there goes my voice. Welcome back.
Mine's doing the same thing. Hi, how are you? Good to be back.
Still kicking. What's new?
What's new? Got beautiful weather, so that's exciting. I'm happy to have warmer weather around the corner. I'm not much of a cold person.
So I wanted to give you an update on... Actually, let's get you to reintroduce sort of what you do before I do that let people know what's happening and how you work.
Okay. My name is Rose Proud, and I am a certified animal communicator. So I communicate and connect with animals telepathically, energetically. So you can ask questions, and I can get answers. I can relay information from you to them. People often... contact me when there is a health concern or a behavioral issue, or they want to let their animals know that they're moving or change in household. Anytime there's something that you really want to let them know or you're having a struggle with and would like more clarity on, that's what I do.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give you an update. I've had Rose connect with my dog and my daughter's cat recently. Is the most recent one. We had a pretty serious situation, and she was having a lot of, well, we didn't know if it was health issues or whatever, but we were able to tune in with that, Rose, and we actually manifested. She went to a vet because my daughter was having challenges to keep, you know, she works all day, taking care of the cat, and she manifested a place where the vet actually fell in love with the cat. The cat lives with the vet now, so she gets around-the-clock care.
And
that's all stemmed out of getting clear on that call with you. It was really something. So it was
good. I know how hard that is, but sometimes the best thing is, you know, sometimes we're just temporarily you know, to be with each other. And we, just like with people, you know, we move on into other relationships. And it's really a beautiful thing when someone can realize that and move forward to what's best for them as well as best for their animal, because that's really what it comes down to. So I'm glad that that worked out for your daughter and for Angel, right? Angel is the cat thing.
That's right. I mean, it's literally a miracle. How often do you take in an animal who needs care, who's beyond, you know, what you can do, and the vet, in, you know, adopts them? Like, it was literally a miracle. So I had to tell you that. I was first thing to share.
Good.
And it all came from that real special clarity session. And we did a whole, I think that's the first time where I did anything with off the air, where it was like a private session for a whole hour. With my daughter and the cat even being wanting to be on the Zoom call, be visual on the Zoom. Very Angel. But that was really something. It was just on a whole different level. So very cool how that worked. Let's see if these lines are going to work for us today here. Let's try to take our first caller. I'm going to go to area code 509. What is your first name and where are you calling in from?
Tony. From Kennewick, Washington.
Hi, Tony. And you were calling in about your dog?
Yeah, Delilah. Rose knows her.
Oh. Yeah, I've worked with Tony and his family before. They have multiple animals. So what's going on with Delilah, Tony?
I just wanted to check in on, see how she's feeling. Every once in a while, she whimpers a little bit on her hind end again, but it's not like she was having problems with before when you helped us out. I'm just trying to just get a sense of how she's doing, how she's feeling.
Okay. All right. So when I do it on the air, Tony, I'd like you to just say your first name. You don't have to say your full name three times, and Delilah's. That would be great.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yep. Mhm.
Tony, Tony, Tony. Delilah, Delilah, Delilah.
Okay. I'm just allowing her physical energy to come in. So for those who are new to listening, when I check on a physical issue, I start to feel in my body what they feel. I don't diagnose. They can't tell me I have this particular disease, but I can explain what I'm feeling and if there's any pain or discomfort. Sometimes it might be something similar to that, something I've experienced before. So I might say it kind of feels like a pinched nerve, you know, that type of thing. So with her, Tony, you know, I'm feeling actually more discomfort up in her shoulders, more so than her hips. It feels where I feel that, though, it just feels like a lot of use. Does she have to use her front legs?
When she goes downstairs on the deck or down to the basement, she's all of her weight's on her front end. So.
Mm-hmm. Because she's a little weaker in their backside, right? Her hips.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And she weighs about 150 pounds, so all that weight's on her shoulders, I guess it would be.
Yeah. And she has to kind of overcompensate that way, too. She can't quite balance it the way she would normally if, you know, she was a little stronger in her hips.
Mhm. Yeah, I can tell even when she sits down or goes to lay down, she all of her weight is on her front legs.
Are you giving her any type of joint supplement? I can't remember.
Yeah, glucosamine. Yeah, she gets glucosamine from those ones from Costco, and then we have some anti-inflammatories that we give her when we notice she's had a rough day or we've gone for a walk and it's been a little hard on her or something, we'll give her some anti-inflammatories.
Like prescription ones, you mean, from the vet?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if this came up before when we checked on Delilah, but I'm getting from Divine that turmeric would be really good for her. Have we ever tried that? Have you ever tried that with her? You know, turmeric, it's a spice, but you can find dog treats with it in it or get capsules. If you just buy the spice, sometimes it's not quite strong enough. So you want to get one that's a supplement.
Okay.
But it can really help with, at least something you could give her every day just to help with the inflammation.
Okay.
She feels like, oh, that's good. Then you could just, yeah, get the capsules and, you know, wrap it in cheese or whatever you do.
Yeah.
She, you know, she's, overall, she feels like she's okay. You know, she's a little stoic about her pain. She's not always quiet about other things, right? But
yeah,
she's a little more withholding on when she's uncomfortable, except she feels like it comes and goes, so it doesn't really hurt her badly all the time.
Okay.
She does. Is she kind of confused about whether she should be upstairs or downstairs right now? Because she kind
sometimes,
of feels like she doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Like, where is she supposed to be comfortable?
She usually she stays upstairs for the majority of the day, but I snore really loud and it wakes up Angela. So I usually during the week, for the most part or most of the time, I sleep downstairs in the spare bedroom. Plus, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so Delilah will go downstairs and sleep downstairs with me.
Okay. And are you feeling okay? She wants to know. She feels like that you have something going on. Is your back hurting?
No. No, I'm pretty good.
Okay. Good.
Going on right now is, I was going to ask you too how she was doing about it, is we may be rehoming Leroy. And I'm not sure how she's going to handle that.
Okay. For Delilah, because she really is impacted by, I mean, all animals are impacted by the energy in the home. But if Leroy being somewhere else, you know, is more calm for him and more calm for the home, it's going to be okay for her. Even though she and he are, you know, they're bonded, it's she's really more bonded to you. And she's still really worried about you. Are you sure you don't hurt somewhere?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
My brain
maybe
sometimes
just,
when I get home from work.
Maybe it's just what she's feeling is stress level, because she's like feeling like you need to take a break, take some time off, because she feels like you're tense, like something. That's why I thought like something hurt, because you're like holding everything. So I know that there's been a lot of things going on, so I could understand that. Do you get very many days off?
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off most of the time. About twice a month I have to work Fridays. But.
And then you work long days on the days you work?
Yeah, I work about 11 hours a day.
Okay. Well, as far as her body, that's where she's feeling most of the discomfort, really, even though her hips, it's more like she's favoring her hips, so she's having to use her shoulders and her front legs more. It is kind of, it's tender, so it doesn't like it's not like sharp pain all the time, but sometimes if she moves just wrong, you know, it causes some pain for her. So that might be when you hear her whine a little bit or yelp.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want me to ask her?
No, that's the two things. I was wondering about how she was doing health-wise and how she was going to handle if Leroy goes somewhere else.
And that might be something, you know, even when and if that happens, to kind of check in on her with that too. But you know how she sometimes he actually kind of creates a little more anxiety in her, because, you know, she has that underlying anxiety to her anyway, and sometimes that he can kind of make it a little more amplified.
Yeah.
Because when he's kind of getting all worked up, so I think she's going to be fine. I think she'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was really the questions I had. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm glad you got through.
Yep, me too. And I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, Tony. Take care.
All right. Bye.
And all the best with Delilah. Thanks for calling in. Let's go next to... I think this is the one I talked to next. 650, you're next.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi there. My name is Jackie. I'm calling in from Bakersfield, California.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Good to talk to you, Rose. I've been wanting to talk to you for forever.
Good. Who are we going to connect with today?
Today it's going to be with Butters. I have a cat. Well, I have like a multi-cat household, and these two cats in particular, like one is always hunting the other one, and Butters is the one that's being hunted kind of. So he kind of has a hard time using the litter box just because the other one is, you know, kind of like when he sees Butters in the litter box, he kind of like goes to get him. So then he has a hard time using the litter box because he's scared. And we did just move into a new home with a lot of space. So I was hoping that would solve the issues. But he's still not using the litter box properly, even though I clean it a lot of times a day. I even, like, put him in the litter box myself. And sometimes he uses it, but not lately. So I just want to know, like, what can I do for him?
What's the other cat's name?
The other cat's name is Kittles. Like Skittles, but without the S.
Skittles and Butters?
Yes.
So, and there's other cats as well?
Yes. I have five in total, but the other ones are really, really, they're doing really well.
So how many litter boxes do you have?
I believe I have five.
Okay. That's good. Okay. So let me just... take a minute here. What I'd like you to do, Jackie, is say your first name three times, and then say Butter's name three times, and also Kittle's, because it's between them. So it's not just about talking to Butter's, but we probably need to connect with Kittle's and see what's up with that.
Okay,
why
got
Kittle's
it.
Always
so,
has to go after Butter's.
Sounds good. I'll do
are
that
they both
right now.
Males?
Yes, they are both males.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and say your name and their name.
Okay. Jackie, Butters, Kittles.
Would you do me a favor and say your other cat's names? I want to see where everybody feels like they fit, because there's kind of an energy hierarchy, you know, in a family.
Oh. Yes. Do you want me to say the other names three times as well or just once?
Yes. No, three times would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Ginger, Twinkie, and Mila.
love your names. So
yes.
You probably already know this, but Ginger is in charge, right?
Oh, definitely. She's the mama. She's actually the mom of like three of them.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, she holds face above everyone.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I definitely felt that.
Yeah, she's, you know, there's no messing around with Ginger. She'll let you know what's okay and what's not. And, but she's also, she has a very, very laid back chillness to her as well. You know, she's so confident. She's just really confident. So which ones are her kittens then?
Her kittens are Butters, Twinkie, and Mila.
Okay. So maybe she can help Butters too.
Okay.
Now they're not kittens anymore though, right?
No, they're about 2 years old.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get any little kitten energy when I was connecting with them. Okay. So, was Kittles there before Butters?
He was an only cat for about 3-4 months. He was so spoiled, and I think he was just kind of confused because I adopted Ginger, and it was just going to be the two of them, but without knowing, she was pregnant, and I had all these cats all of a sudden.
So that's a part of what's coming through from him right away is he feels like he should be more important than Butters. He's frustrated that he deals with the girls better because they're girls. And so he's frustrated that there's another boy. And then it happens to be Butters normally is, he's very sweet and affectionate, right?
Oh, definitely.
And that kind of irritates Kittles too. Because he's a little more independent. Not that he's not affectionate as well, but he has a little bit more of a, you know, sassy bratty boy kind of energy to him.
Yes.
So here's what we need to do. We need to see if we can come to an agreement with Kittles.
Okay.
One of the things that you can do, he needs to know that he's still really important to you.
Okay, I'll let him know that every day.
And again, it's not that you're doing anything wrong or that you're, you know, not doing something right, but, you know, every animal has a personality that's different, just like people. And because he was there first, he feels kind of pushed out.
Okay.
And so, like, when you walk in the room, if they're all there, acknowledge him first. Nobody else is really going to matter or care about it. I mean, Ginger, she might a little, but she knows where she holds space. She's perfectly fine. You know, she's the queen. She knows it. It's all good. So just even just when you walk in the room, just acknowledging him, saying, "Hey, Kittles, I'm so glad you're here." And I always tell people, you know, they don't always understand our words particularly, but the energy, the intention behind them is very clear. So when you're saying that, he's going to feel that. And if you have a moment, go over and wherever he is and just, you know, give him a little attention and be really present with it. Let him know that he is still very, very, very important to you and you love him so much and nobody's replacing him. They're just adding to the family. And that's the energy that I'm sending him. He feels like he needs to run Butters off or he's going to, like, take his place. That's really kind of how he feels.
Okay.
And Butters comes up for attention more than Kittles. Am I right with that? Like, he's more...
Yes, he does. He comes
needy.
Over... Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So... That's part of it with Kittles, too. So here, you know, we thought we were going to be working with Butters, but really who we need to work with is Kittles.
Okay.
Because if he would shift his focus, Butters would be okay. In fact, Butters wouldn't mind actually, like, playing with him if they could get to that point.
Yeah.
But he's terrified, more or less, of him.
Okay.
He's just always looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, definitely. Always. He's always, like, just scared that Kittles is going to, like, pop out and, you know, try to go for him. Okay, so do you think that once I work with Kittles a little bit more, so he will lay off and then Butters will be totally okay with using the litter box because he knows how to use it. It's just that he is just scared of, like, Kittles coming at him unexpectedly.
Do you have any that are kind of secluded where he could feel a little more private and safe?
Okay, yeah. Like I said, we moved into a new home. I'll definitely find a place like that for him.
Okay, and do you have some that are covered?
I know I have 3 that are covered, 2 that are, like, open.
Okay.
Do you
I don't know. Sometimes that helps them. Uh-huh. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes they're afraid. I want to explain to Kittles how he can be better with Butters. And what I'm showing him is he could actually be like an example of how it is to be a cool cat because he thinks he's really cool. You know, he's just got this swagger kind of energy to him. So he could show Butters how it is to be that way. And Butters would actually, I really feel like he would, just kind of be under him willingly. He would follow him if Kittles would just be a little more tolerant or even indifferent. Often with cats, I show them the energy of being indifferent. Like, it doesn't matter that he's there. Because that's almost easier than tolerating. Because tolerate means you have to put up with something you don't like.
Yeah.
Indifferent means it just doesn't matter. So I'm going to show him that. But also because Kittles is kind of, a little full of himself, it might be helpful with him if he feels like he's actually doing something that shows how smart he is and how great he is.
Definitely.
So anytime he does, anytime you catch him, like if he's just there and Butters walks by and he doesn't go after him, make sure you acknowledge that too. Like that was perfect. You want to kind of picture in your head too the behavior that you want to see because often we get focused on the behavior that we don't want to see and we kind of perpetuate that because we're creating pictures in our mind and animals pick up on those pictures. You know, when we think about something, a picture is created whether we're consciously doing it or not, and animals receive information that way. So you can picture, you know, Butters going over to the litter box and Kittles just kind of looking over and going, I don't care.
Okay,
you know, they don't
yeah.
have to be buddies. It would be nice, but they don't have to. What would be nice is just harmony. Harmony in the
Definitely.
Home where they can both be comfortable.
Okay.
Okay, let me just connect with Kittles a little bit more. So I'm showing him how he can be like that. Is Butters an orange tabby?
Yes, he is.
He's just such a snot, Kittles. I'm sorry. I mean, I say that.
Oh, you're good. I know. Yeah. Oh, I know it for sure. You're good.
He kind of reminds me of my cat.
Oh.
Leo. And my daughter lives upstairs in my house. I have 2 apartments, and she has 3 cats. And Leo will run up to the top of the steps. I mean, we talked about introducing him, but he really had no desire. And she'll be moving in a year. But he'll go up to the top of the steps and look under the door, and he's like,
like, no, thank you.
Yeah, he's so funny. And then he comes down and goes, this is my house.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the boss. Yeah, they're definitely
That's
similar.
Right. Okay. So I'm showing him how, you know, the way he is with, you know, he's kind of that way with, I forget, Twinkie. Is it Twinkie and Neela?
Yes, he's very loving with
them. Yeah, so he could be that way with Butters or just indifferent if that's more agreeable to him. But I'm showing him that they can all be that way. I mean, and Butters is still younger, and he doesn't really have. It's just, you know, he would rather make love, not war, kind of thing. You know what
Definitely,
I mean? He'd rather be all lovey dovey than. Than fight.
Fighting or,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just not in his nature. It's more out of necessity if he got backed in a corner or something.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
I'm also kind of showing Kittles that going after Butters when he's in the litter box is really kind of a, like the energy I'm sending it is like, that's kind of just dumb. It's kind of low, you know, why would you want to do that? Because he doesn't want to be looked at that way, you know, he's kind of full of himself. So, you know, that's
he
just
wants
like,
to be seen, yeah, in high regards.
Yes, yes, exactly. All right, let's see with Butters now. So how long have you been in your new house?
It's about to be a month, so maybe like 3 weeks.
Okay. If you can find a place where there's one you can kind of tuck, like I said, tuck in a secluded place, like in a closet or where he could kind of get to it, hopefully without being seen, because he feels like he has to sneak.
Okay, yeah, my closet's really large, and I don't mind it. Like, these cats, like, they own me, so I'll definitely just put it in my closet and just clean a lot.
Okay. That might help him. And okay. Show him where that one is. And if there's a particular place that Kittles likes to hang out most of the time, make sure that, you know, there is a box that's further from that space. Where Butters can feel like it's a little more secluded from the kittle zone.
Got it. Okay.
All right. It's also his way of letting you know when he feels like it's escalated or, you know, sometimes he does use the litter box, you said, right?
Yes, he does.
So when he feels particularly threatened,
mm-hmm.
then he's more apt to not use it. And it's also a way to let you know that he's feeling insecure.
Got it. Okay. Was there a way I could, do you think just the litter box in a hidden place to make him feel safe away from Kittles, or is there anything I can do besides that?
Well, you could walk him to the bathroom every time.
Okay.
Stand guard.
Sounds good. Yeah,
I'm
I definitely
kidding.
Do that every day. No, I do definitely though. I try.
That's not always comfortable either, you know, because he still feels like he has to brush. So
got it. Okay.
So if you do happen to notice, you know, in the moment where he's heading towards what you think he's heading towards the litter box and you can see Kittles, you know, you want to make sure you're not watching him with like, don't you go after him. Because, again, what you're saying is go after him. That's the picture.
Okay.
So you want to show him just staying where he is. And maybe even like turning his head like he just doesn't care. Show him how he can just be completely okay with it or indifferent to it. And
mm-hmm.
also with Butters, he just, I'm letting him know that you're going to be working more with Kittles because that's really what he needs. Butters needs Kittles to back off.
Okay.
And you know, it really, that kind of shift can happen. It doesn't always happen right away, but you know, if you're good with doing your part as well and reminding him and giving him that extra attention, I think that'll really help him. There was a couple cats I worked with that a new one was brought in and the other one was the queen and she loved being the only kitty, and it took some time, but now they're doing really well. And you know, but she needed that. She kind of was the same way. She needed that extra attention. So
yeah.
And maybe even you know, consciously, if you can, at least once a day, even just for like 5 minutes, seek him out and Kittles, and just give him one-on-one attention where you're very present. I call it intentional attention, where you're not thinking about something else. You're just focusing on how much you love him, how grateful you are that he's there, you know, sending that kind of energy. He's okay. Really just acting out like, you know, the little kid that has a new baby sister or brother in the house, even though he's okay. Felt okay with the girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, you know, I think with Butters getting older, it's gotten a little worse.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so definitely I'll do my part, and hopefully this works out in the end.
Yeah, let me know. You know, call back in and let us know how it's going, or if you need to do a, you know, a check-in again, you can always call back in to another show.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Also, I found you in Lightworkers Lounge, so I love it when you're on there.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Good luck with all that. Boy, it's funny, you know, when as you're talking, I can just feel when you're really connecting in.
Mm-hmm.
And before you asked about what color Butters was, I was visualizing right with you. I could see an orange cat. It's just bizarre. You're just super on today. Woo.
He was very excited about how he thinks he's really handsome. But
all right, let's squeeze one more call in there at least before we get to the top. Let's go to 540 next. I think that's the next in line. 540, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm calling in from just north of New York. New York City, rather.
Welcome.
Okay, who are we going to connect with?
So I have a 7-year-old Siberian Husky named Coco, and she has a torn ligament in her right knee,
mm-hmm.
and it's been an issue for several months, almost a year actually, and it's getting worse. And I just brought her home from the veterinarian today, and they're not 100% sure, but they're recommending that she probably needs surgery so it can be repaired. But as I'm sitting here on the floor next to her, she's just very distressed. And I want to let her know why all this is happening, and that if surgery needs to happen, that it's going to be for the best in the long run.
And with that type of surgery, she's probably going to have to be on like crate rest or limited activity for a number of
limited
weeks after, correct?
Limited activity.
And for a husky.
I know.
You know, they don't really slow down in their energy, do they?
No, she's super active.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just we'll go ahead and connect with her, and I can see how she's feeling too, and let her know that information. And then if there's anything else you want me to tell her or anything she has for you, we can get that as well. So if you would say your first name 3 times, please, and then her name 3 times.
Okay. Elizabeth, 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 and Coco, Coco, Coco.
Is it swollen a little bit?
It could be. She's so fluffy, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it feels, I can feel it. It feels, I'm surprised that I don't have more pain than I do. But sometimes as I connect with that energy over a period of, you know, minutes, it might intensify. But it's, to me, it feels kind of swollen, like you know, how it feels when you have a, I've never had something with my knee, but like in my ankle when it's swollen, how that feels, you know. So there's pain there, but it's almost like the swelling is kind of cushions it a little or something.
It's sort of a very funny sort of pain. When she gets up, she can't put weight on it, but then after a few steps, she's fine. So
is it the ligament like behind the knee?
It's called a cruciate ligament.
I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay. All right. It's okay. I was just curious because of what the way I feel it. To me, it feels like it's kind of in the back where I'm really feeling it. So part of her distress right now is because that visit really stressed you out. Were you really upset to hear that that surgery might be her best option?
I'm just worried about her in general, yeah.
Okay. You know, she looks to you constantly energetically, like how she's supposed to feel. I mean, animals are always impacted by our energy, but she kind of looks at you as her scale, like where I'm supposed to be. So if you're feeling really balanced and comfortable and calm, that helps her too. She's still, you know, playful and full of energy like she is, but it's a happier kind of energy. But when you're really upset or worried, then she, it just kind of pulls her up that way just automatically. And she also didn't like, he had to squeeze it a number of times is what it feels like. Was he like palpitating it a lot, moving it?
I couldn't be there in the room because of COVID. I can't go in with her.
Oh, that's so right.
Yeah, it's possible that something like that happened.
Yeah, and that she didn't like that. You know, she didn't like that at all. So, have you scheduled a surgery? Or are you still just processing it?
We're still processing it.
All right. So I'm going to let her know that you got information today about something that can help her, so that it can feel like it used to. Do you have anything to give her for pain?
I do, yes.
Because as I sit with this more, it is starting to hurt a little more. I think, you know, just the exam maybe kind of aggravated it a little bit, whatever he did. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know, I'm not a veterinarian, but that's kind of from what I feel from her. She's a little anxious because it hurts a little more. So
yeah,
if you can give her something to help.
I normally give her medication, her pain medication in the morning, and I didn't give it to her today because she had to be sedated. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, sometimes after sedation, they can seem a little anxious, you know, just as that gets out of the body. It's people, too. So whenever they said it's okay to give her the pain med, I think that would be a good idea if that resonates with you.
Yes.
Okay. Is it just you and her?
In our household, no. We have my husband, my daughter, and two cats.
Okay. But you're really her person.
Yes, I'm her person.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's just so bonded. Excuse me, with you. To her, I mean, it's most important where you are, always. Does she sit and wait for you if you leave the house and she's home? Do you know? Do the kids tell you she goes to window or the door to look for you?
Oh, actually, Husky's, I mean, she's very independent. So I know that she loves me, but she's not the run and greet you at the door like you're the sun and the moon and her world revolves around you kind of dog.
She does feel that very close connection to you, though. Like, she always wants to know where you are.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised, though, if she doesn't just kind of go and look when you're not home. Maybe not sit there, but because she always seems to kind of know where you are when you're home.
Yeah.
She just kind of keeps tabs on you.
Yeah, she does that for sure.
If you do go forward with the surgery, you want to explain to her what's going to happen. So as you speak to her, use a lot of really good descriptive terms, like, I'm going to take you to the vet. They're going to give you something to make you sleepy. They're going to work on your knee. Because as you do that, you're helping to create a really clear picture so she understands what you're talking about. And it's really important that she knows that you're going to be there to bring her back home.
Right. And what you were saying about, like, my energy affects her, that totally makes sense. It's like a toddler, if they fall and they scrape their knee and if you overreact, they get upset. But if you make it like it's no big deal, then they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be conscious of conveying to her that I'm concerned about how she feels, but that it's really going to be fine.
Right. That's great. And to, you know, you really need to actually get in that, because if you're just faking it, she's going to know.
Yeah.
So it's I always say that, you know, working with our animals is always work on ourselves as well. So whatever you need to do so that you can feel perfectly okay, that everything's going to be fine, then she's going to feel that too. You know, you're the mama bear. You're the one, even though she's independent, you're the one that kind of sets the energy for the whole household. And that's why she always defers to you for that, because, you know, you're the one that the home is your fortress, right? You're the one that's in charge there.
Yeah.
So it's important that, you know, you can find that place of knowing that this is the right thing to do, if whatever it is you decide to do, and that she's going to be okay. And she'll let you know, that if she's uncomfortable, she's not going to be real thrilled about the, you know, having to be subdued activity-wise for a couple days, maybe, but then she's going to be a little resistant, even at 7 years old. And she can be really stubborn.
Yes.
So you just have to keep reminding her at that time that it's for her good. You know, it's for her that she needs to be that way.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Is there anything else you want me to ask her or share with her?
I just want to make sure that she knows that she's loved.
She does. They always do, but everybody always asks that.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, good luck. And I know that's a really intense thing to go through. I've worked with a number of dogs, like helping communicate with them why they have to, you know, be laying around all the time, because it is hard for them on a physical level. It's just not in their nature to just, well, there are some that are couch potatoes, but, you know, for most animals, especially if they have that injury, it's because they're more active, right?
Exactly, and it, right.
So just not worrying about her getting up and running around, but picturing her just being relaxed and calm and letting it heal. That's the picture you want to project. That's the energy you want to send her when she's in her healing.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for calling in. We can always check in on her again if you want to call back, if you do the surgery and see how she's doing.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Keep us posted. We love the follow-ups. Holy moly, the time went fast. We've got about a minute
yeah,
or two. Yeah. So, but apologies to the rest of the callers. We will have Rose back next month, same time. You can always find the schedule on newsforthesoul.com. In the meantime, if you got some shameless self-promotion to leave off with.
So I have launched my one-on-one mentorship program about 2 months ago, and I currently still have a couple openings for new students. If anyone is interested, what's unique about my mentorship is it is one-on-one. It's tailored specifically to you and where you're at in your spiritual journey, your intuitive development. If you're brand new, we start with some really beginning intuitive development, which are exercises that you need to kind of grasp and become comfortable with to start communicating with animals. And then we move into the animal communication. I also offer it as separate modules if you're just more interested in the intuitive development side or if you want to also go into animal communication. So if you have any interest, you can message me at petmessenger@gmail.com and we can have a conversation and can go from there. It's so much fun to work with people one-on-one, and I'm also a hypnotherapist, so whenever we run into blocks and burdens that you're dealing with, we can work on that with a hypnosis session and clear it up. So it's just, I'm just so having so much fun doing it and working with people. So I just keep telling people about it.
Perfect.
Well,
it was a great to connect with you today, Rose. And we have Rose all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. All the info's there. Looking forward to next time already.
Okay, and thanks for the update on Angel.
Yeah. Thanks for the session.
All right.
That's a miracle. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next time, Rose.
All
be
right.
well. And
okay.
We're back
you too.
With more right after this. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.